Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. In the studio, in the house, I have two guests, which is always better than one guest. Superintendent of the Wausau Public Schools, Keith Hiltz, is joining us this morning, as well as one of the school board members, John Kreischer, who's been a guest on the program via phone before. I think this is the first time. I know, Dr. Hiltz, you've been in the studio before, but I think this is the first time for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Well, welcome, you guys. I'm so glad you made it in.
Good morning.
And there wasn't a big storm, or we didn't have to listen to a bunch of school closings or anything because of the of inclement weather. That's always a promise. And I remember as a kid, I'd be like, oh, please, please, please close my school. I'm sure people don't feel that way anymore after what we've been through over the past couple of years. Well, and I was saying this to you guys both off air, how nice it is to have the two of you come together, because during the whole shutdown, John Kreischer, you were a concerned parent that went to Dr. Hiltz and other members of the administration and the school board to express your concerns about the schools being perpetually closed.
Yeah, it's, how far we've come. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but it's already, almost going to be 3 years now, almost.
Yeah, so. It's amazing, but it seems to me you guys don't have any animosity towards one another. I'm just joking, but
no.
I mean, Dr. Hiltz, you are kind of a chill guy anyway, so it's nice to be able to have both of you in studio. And I know that the reason that I've asked you to come in, and I know there's been some news, and we've reported on some changes that are going to be occurring in the school district, and I mean, I think some necessary changes based on budget reasons and based on the condition of some of the schools in the district, so that you've made probably some difficult decisions, but some necessary decisions. And who wants to start?
Go ahead.
Sure, I can start. Yeah. So we're excited about where this might take us, right? You referenced a little bit earlier, budgetary challenges. There's a number of challenges. Mr. Kreischer and I have talked about, I like your phrase, hard trends, right? Declining enrollment. There's just fewer students in central Wisconsin, and so there's fewer students in our schools. And while we certainly don't think of children as dollars, that is our revenue determining factor, right, is the number of students. So it also impacts the number of staff that we employ and the programs we can offer. So declining enrollment is a challenge. Financial challenges, schools have been under revenue limits for almost 20 years, and so that has taken a toll over time. So those are some of the hard trends.
Yeah, some of the others that I bring up are labor participation. Mm-hmm. That's not going to get any better anytime soon. Every single employer in this community and the state and the country is fighting for people. And then just locally, demographic shifts within, Wausau. Obviously there's a hard shift and development taking place, in the West, and has been for quite some time.
All right. So I think one of the questions, and I'm just going to, this will probably be sort of like a series of random questions. Mm-hmm. That's how my mind works, unfortunately. My apologies to you guys. But one of the concerns I think that some parents have that have expressed concerns about their school and their neighborhood closing, and why do you have to close our school? How do you respond to those types of comments?
Yeah, that's a, there are a number of ways to respond. What I want people to realize is that we are only interested in making these changes because we know that we can better serve children, mm-hmm, and families and be a more attractive employer, right? So I understand that, people love their schools, and I'm glad that they love their schools and they want to keep their schools. But if we're able to, merge a few schools, we're going to make things better, not just now, but into the future. And for people who say, why my school? It really comes down to kind of a cost benefit analysis, right? Mm-hmm. If schools are more expensive to maintain, if they aren't in the right geographic location, there's a number of factors that go into determining which schools would close if the board chooses to go that way.
And for me, it's about pragmatics. It's, looking at, and in common sense, we are spread very thin. with not a lot of resources, and this is an opportunity to bring, you know, some consolidation that will provide, you know, equal opportunities, equal opportunities for our students. And just to me, a lot of excitement around strategic focus within the district that we don't really have right now, you know, and that will make it better, I should say.
So in my mind, not having really reviewed your plans, I've heard some of the schools that have been listed potentially to be closed. Are you looking at the age of the building and what potentially might have to go into it if it remains open? Are you looking at the schools in which the population has dropped and it makes more sense to close those schools? Are those some of the factors that are involved in making that decision?
Yeah, those are some of the factors. And again, just location. You know, so for instance, you know, people feel sometimes that we pick on Lincoln Elementary as one example. Well, Lincoln is within a mile of G.D. Jones and Grant. And so just geographically, it makes sense. We did have roughly $10 million of work planned for Lincoln. We've obviously since taken that off the table to have this conversation. But yeah, I think certainly the cost to avoid future costs is one of the determining factors.
It's a good, I mean, being good stewards of the taxpayer money, I think that that's important, and I think that would be really popular. I think at least with most taxpayers here in the city of Wausau. I guess I would imagine that, you know, and I know what caught my attention is one of the schools that's perhaps going to be closed is Rib Mountain. And there's obviously two elementary schools in Rib Mountain. I was a former resident of Rib Mountain, and my children actually went to South Mountain. And I was just sharing with you off air that I guess it wouldn't. I mean, I can empathize with a family that says, "Well, my school, we bought a house that was within walking distance from, as an example, Rib Mountain, and now you're potentially going to close that." Well, we used to live on the south side of Rib Mountain, and our kids could never walk to South Mountain. Of course, I said I'm the helicopter mom that drove my kids to school every day, despite the fact that there was school bus service. Oh, God forbid they should ever have to get on a school bus and be like the rest of the kids. But I guess I see the big picture, because obviously the objective of every parent is that they want their child to graduate from high school someday and not stay in elementary school their entire school careers, because that's problematic. So there's a really limited window of time that they're in an elementary school to begin with. And I think for some parents that are hanging on to that, oh, but that's the school in my neighborhood, or there's some sort of sentimental value attached to the elementary school. I guess that, to me, is perhaps, and I guess I'm giving you arguments to help you along with these parents that are upset about it. But are these some of the concerns that you hear, and you know, how do you respond to that? I guess the emotional response to these school closings, potential school closings.
I ask people to look at that bigger picture, right? Like you said, elementary is just a small portion of the education. And for me, again, this consolidation discussion is talking about creating better and equal opportunities for all the students of the Wausau School District. You know, so what we're talking about here operationally and budget-wise and strategic focus-wise can mean in our secondary schools some pretty awesome things, or if we stay the course and continue down the path that we're on, it can mean staying the course and mediocre, you know, opportunities or disenfranchised opportunities from one side, you know, of the river to the next, you know. So that's, I ask people to look at the bigger picture. And a neat thing that came out from one of the subcommittees, and this was parents and board members and staff, but a lot of parent influence. And they actually some parents brought this forward, was the idea of, if we are going to consolidate some of the elementary schools, let's take the whole elementary school, staff and students, including, and transfer them to one school. So that way the teaching staff stays together and the students stay together, so that if they have friends that are already in that school, you know, they're moving with their friends, you know, to that school. So there's some really neat ideas that have come forward through the subcommittees over the summer, and a lot of great ideas. So I also asked for some of the negatives that people bring up is to look to all of those positives, you know, that really are coming forward in this discussion.
Yeah. Do you mind if I continue that?
Oh, man? My gosh, go right ahead. You're the guest.
Because I thought, I thought Mr. Kreischer's answer is right on. And just another way to say a similar message is, I always think about the phrase, you know, good is the enemy of great, right? The Wausau School District is a really good school district. We're trying to make ourselves better. And so I would ask parents, you know, would you trade, you know, it's pros and cons, right? Would you trade maybe not being able to walk to school, maybe a little longer bus ride, you know, changing schools, which, by the way, we've already got people working on a transition plan if we go that route. But would they trade that for the opportunity to have maybe, you know, math specialists in the school or reading specialists or gifted and talented teachers, kind of full-time committed to kids, also full-time committed to our staff, right? We want to be a more attractive employer. So we want to have, you know, equal and better working conditions for our staff. So that we can retain the great staff we have and get new ones as people retire. And so I guess it comes down to really that pros versus cons. And so that's, you know, would you trade an excellent school district for the really good one we've got right now?
Okay, so here's another question that, you know, I know that we reported on it, and I do see that the school board signed a letter opposing the historic designation of John Marshall Elementary School. How do you go up against this historic preservation committee within the city of Wausau and get them to understand what it is that you're trying to achieve in slating John Marshall as, well, I don't know, are you going to close the school now as opposed to remodeling it?
We don't have a definite plan for John Marshall, and with all due respect, Meg, I would say to folks, we don't have a definite plan yet. Mm-hmm. Right, we're still working on it. We're still taking feedback, and mm-hmm. So, you know, if people have thoughts on this, we would welcome. There's an open opportunity on our website, right? You know, ask questions, give feedback. But with respect to John Marshall, I wouldn't say we're working against the Historic Preservation Commission. We shared our views. We met with them a couple of times. You know, they have different priorities than we do. They are about historic preservation. We're about serving children and families. And so those priorities were at odds, and the council decided to go the historic preservation route. And so now, you know, we've put a pin in that situation, right? John Marshall is now historic. So now we just work around that fact and we include it in our decision-making process.
Yeah, for me, it's frustrating to see you know, city council and, you know, as a citizen, just not look at some of that cost benefit analysis. And when you slap that sort of designation on a facility, you make it more expensive and more time consuming to do anything to that school. So does that seem like the right thing to do? I guess just from a citizen's perspective, I guess it's frustrating. And I come from engineering. I appreciate architecture and design, and I love history. I just wish some more time and thought would have gone into, you know, allowing the district to make decisions that you know, may or may not need to have been made. And that certainly, you know, pins, you know, or you know, disables certain things that we can and can't do with that, you know, facility.
The Preservation Commission did say that even with this designation, we can make significant changes. We just have to get approval from the commission and the plan and the, you know, so we will see, you know, again, what direction we, you know, the board wants to go. And then we'll have to work with the commission and the city council to do the best we can.
So there isn't any recourse. You can't reverse that decision that they've made. No. All right. So did parents in that, I mean, let's just, and this is all, this is all just hypothetical, but let's just say that you determine that you're going to, that John Marshall will remain open. I don't even know if that was on your list of potential schools to close, but do you do you enlist the help of parents in that particular neighborhood to say, this is what we would like to do with this school, but unfortunately, because it's now been deemed a historic building, we can't make these changes. Is there any way to perhaps go back to the commission and say, look, we're just trying to make this school safer or I don't know, more state-of-the-art mm-hmm. for our students, and that your decision conflicts with what we're trying to achieve?
You know, the parents certainly love their school, right? That whole neighborhood does. Matter of fact, I have a meeting with our PTO tonight down in John Marshall. So we're expecting a really good turnout. You know, I guess what we would do, if we keep the school, it will need some significant remodeling. And what we would have to do is bring those plans to the commission, see what they would support. And perhaps at the end of all of this, what they want to preserve could be consistent with what we want to do, right? If not, and if we do have a conflict, you know, I guess I'm not sure where we would go at that point. But certainly, you're right, Meg, the parents, that community certainly wants to keep a school on that site, and we realize that.
Any comments, John?
No, just that, again, I wish more time and discussion and community involvement would have been allowed. And I know there was some, but, you know, certainly could have allowed for more opportunity. I have friends, you know, in that neighborhood, and, you know, just looking at, what if we were considering, you know, building a brand new state-of-the-art school there? You know, obviously that can't happen now. You know, so again, it just, those sorts of decisions obviously have an impact on what it is we can and can't do. And I think most parents, when looking at that situation for their children, would say, well, yeah, I'd rather have the new school with the new technology and the state-of-the-art, you know, facilities for my children than, you know, the old facade of a building. So that's just me.
So what, and we're going to take a break in just a second, so we'll just kind of cue this up for the second half of feedback. Overwhelmingly, are you getting more positive feedback from families and people in the district than negative?
I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. I'm also getting a lot of folks that, and I think I said this at one of our board meetings or at a committee meeting, that the hardest thing that we're going to have to do is educate the community about every aspect of what's going into this decision, the hard trends, you know, all of it, and what it can mean, you know, for students and for families. So educating the community. But I get a lot of positive feedback. And then when people do have questions, I've had, you know, coworkers and friends and neighbors, you know, approach me, and we have a great discussion. And then by the end of every discussion, usually get people to see that broader, bigger picture and that it makes sense. Will we have challenges? For sure.
Absolutely. And if I got 15 seconds.
No, go right
even
ahead.
Even members of the subcommittee initially were not in favor of this idea. We didn't invite people who were all in to this. We wanted diverse opinions. And so, but just like John is saying, as people learn about the challenges and where we could go, I haven't found anybody yet who says, oh, now that I understand this, that's a bad idea. They're very supportive. So yeah, we encourage people, come to our events and let's have a conversation.
Hey, knowledge is power, is it not?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, roll right into the 8:30 news, followed by the second half of feedback. My guest this morning, Dr. Keith Hiltz, superintendent for Wausau School District, and school board member John Kreischer. They will be joining me during the second half of feedback, and I would welcome your calls. If you've got questions or comments for them, concerns that you have about the proposed plan here in the district, we welcome your calls after the news on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guests in studio, Dr. Keith Hiltz from the Wausau School Board, the Wausau School District, and from the Wausau School Board, John Kreischer. We're continuing our conversation on some changes that are going to be occurring coming up in 2023 in the Wausau School District. I encourage you to continue to tune in, and if you have a question, comment, or concern, I would also encourage you to call in 715-845-2155 or jump into the news, and then we will have the second half of feedback with my guests from the Wausau School District on WSAU Feedback.